May the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Are we there yet, Daddy? How much longer, Mom? When are we going to get there? What are we going to do when we get there? Are we there yet? I remember those days, the trip to Grandpa or Grandma's house or the family vacation or some other event that was just a little bit of a drive. Are we there yet? How long's it going to be now? It seemed that we were hardly out of the driveway when the backseat couple piped up. How long now? Some days in the Lord's church is much like that, at least as we listen to the readings from the book of Revelation and the Gospel of John. The parents do the planning, the saving, and all the driving, and the kids want to know, are we there yet? Nothing new under the sun about this. The Israelites on their trip through the wilderness heading to the land of God's promise were like children going on vacation with all the same questions, whining and complaining. How long till we get there? What's it going to be like? What are we going to do there? Who else is going to be there? Is there anything to eat? Are we there yet? How much longer? Same goes for all the questions the disciples asked Jesus. The discussions they had amongst themselves and they're picking at one another about, you know, who's going to be greatest. Well, they were just a lot like kids anxious to get to the vacation destination. You see, Jesus was about to leave them to suffer and to die, to rise again on the third day and to ascend to his Father. And he knows that his followers are like a bunch of eager, curious, impatient kids to them and to us. He says, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. A little while and you will see me no longer. And again a little while and you will see me, because I am going to the Father. The Father, you see, is in charge of the planning. Jesus is in the process of doing the work of the one who sent him, and the Holy Spirit, if you will. He is the one appointed to do the driving. He is, after all, the one who calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. And the kids want to know, how many days to go? How long will it take to get there? What's it going to be like? Is there anything to eat? Are we there yet? And Jesus answers all the questions coming at him from his disciples, from his followers, from you. He answers with just three words. A little while. A little while, and all will be clear. Nothing else will matter. A little while for the journey, and all of a sudden you'll be there. A little while for my suffering and my death, you'll see me no more. He did. He suffered. He died. He was buried. Then there's Easter morning, the first day of the week, and you will see me again. A little while for the journey, and all of a sudden you'll be there. Isn't that the truth? A little while, then it'll seem like just yesterday that you couldn't wait, and like just yesterday that you didn't know, and like just yesterday that there was nothing but car problems and detours and horrible weather and horrible days and terrifying accidents and losses. People you love ending up in the hospital or with diagnoses you prayed you'd never ever hear. And shootings of innocent people and tragic explosions in the middle of an otherwise ordinary day. And laying a dear and precious loved one to rest, and the tears. And that's this journey of ours. And all of it will seem like just a little while and none of it will matter anymore, because there you are. There you are, not at Disneyland or Dollywood or Yellowstone or Grandpa and Grandma's, but with Jesus face to face in the place that even now He is preparing for you. The Holy Spirit has guided and led and kept you on the way, all the way home, just like Jesus promised. Took only a little while. Well, some days, especially those days when we take our eyes off Jesus, it took only a little while for that bite out of the forbidden fruit in Eden's garden. Only a little while for our fall into rebellion against the God who made us. That's all it ever seems to take these days. Only a little while. Only a little while of impatience. A little while of losing your temper. A little while of selfishness. A little while of greed. Just a little while of lying. Just a little while of cheating. It takes just a little while. But as that thief on Calvary came to know, it is only a little while, and it is finished. The work that Jesus was sent to do is done. It is done for you. You couldn't even begin to do it yourself. In Jesus, a whole lifetime of your sin is done away with, washed away completely in His blood shed for you. His righteousness covering your guilt, His resurrection sealing with utter certainty His promise to you. Because I live, you will live also. In my Father's house, says Jesus to us with a smile on His face, and I'm going there to prepare a place for you. That's where I am. You may be there also. The Holy Spirit is taking us there by means of the church, the very body of Christ. The church sure doesn't look like much. It is weak. It struggles. It cries. And it looks to the cross and to the Christ. In the church, everything becomes just a matter of a little while. A little while for God to rescue you from your sins and death and Satan's temptation by drowning them in the waters of holy baptism. A little while in repentance, confessing your sins to the Lord and hearing those beautiful, sweet words of forgiveness as Jesus delivers them through human lips like mine. A little while as God stoops down to enter the world, no matter how that world of yours is looking right now. He comes in the divine service with His grace, His mercy, and His peace. Just a little while as Christ feeds you food for the journey of your life, giving you to eat and to drink His very body and blood for the absolute forgiveness and certainty of life and salvation. And one more thing in this little while of our life and our journey. Jesus is with us. He is not out of the picture. He is not out of this world, out of our life, out of our marriage, out of our home, our family. Jesus is not off and away somewhere else. I am with you always. I will never leave you nor forsake you. The Holy Spirit declares to us what He has been given to speak. guiding us into all truth, so that we are never left up in the air about the Lord and His abiding, faithful love for us. We are never left to go it on our own. In word and sacrament, the Holy Spirit shows us the face of Jesus by faith. And even in our dying hour, holds the cross of Christ before our closing eyes and points us ahead. A little while. He whispers. Just a little while. And what is ahead is already ours today, right now. The picture painted for us in the second reading from Revelation 21 belongs to you and to me right now. It's a present reality that is unfolding moment by moment as we travel together in this, the Lord's family, His church. New heaven, new earth coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. God Himself wiping away every last remaining tear from our eyes. No more death. Get that. No more mourning. No more crying or pain. The former things passing away. And all of this, as we travel along together, right before our very eyes during this little while. How much longer? Are we there yet? In this little while of our journey, we're comforted by the presence and peace of the Lord Jesus as His Holy Spirit comforts and gathers and guides and leads us home. But I'm going to tell you this, folks. There are, and you know this, there are a lot of people in our world. Terrifying agony and misery as their sin and Satan's grip hold them down and captive. They do not know the saving name of Jesus. They don't know the Father's plan in giving His only begotten Son to the world so that all who believe in Him may have life and rescue in His name. There are a lot of people who are on life's road trip with a destination that is anything but joyful and peaceful and victorious. Folks, we just got a little while to be about this work. Right here, in this community, in the blocks surrounding this church building. Just a little while we have until Jesus returns again in great power and glory to gather us together from all the ends of the earth to dwell with Him in a new heaven and a new earth that even now He is preparing for His bride, the church. He will gather us before Him, this triumphant Lamb and Shepherd. And with one voice, we will all sing one song, and it'll be glorious, and it will be resounding forever. When will that be, you wonder? How long now? Are we there yet? Just a little while. Just a little while. In the name of Jesus, amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus during this little while. We stand to sing.